Hello, everyone, and welcome to Oye Como Va, the music show brought to you by Spanish Pod. I'm here with lovely Jenny.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
And today we're going to take a look at a very, I don't know if it's romantic. I think it's more of a kind of sad but romantic, very poetic song by the famous Latin American songwriter and singer Ricardo Arjona.
Mm-hmm. Yo no lo llamaría romántico, sino... irónico.
It's kind of ironic, kind of romantic, but in a sad way.
Uh-huh.
But Ricardo Arjona, he's a very famous, he's a composer, songwriter, singer from Guatemala. And I think one of the reasons why he's so famous is because the lyrics of his song are very deep. They're very powerful. They're very, even to a certain point, sometimes controversial, right? So it's a very interesting song that we have for you today, and the title is Si el Norte Fuera el Sur.
Mm-hmm.
So if the North was South.
Yeah, we're all talking about the countries in the North and in the South in general.
Okay.
In America.
All right. So it's a contrast between countries of the Northern Hemisphere and Southern Hemisphere.
Yes, but just in America.
Just in the Americas.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we listen to the first verse?
Basketball y rock and roll, sus toples, sus madonas y el abdomen de Stallone, intelectuales de bronceado, eruditos de supermercado, tienen todo pero nada lo han pagado.
All right, we're back. So, Jenny, why don't you read for us?
El Norte y sus McDonald's, basketball y rock and roll.
The North with its McDonald's, basketball and rock and roll.
Sus topless, sus Madonas y el abdomen de Stallone.
Their topless, their Madonas and their abs like Stallone, I guess Sylvester Stallone, right?
Uh-huh. Intelectuales del bronceado, eruditos del supermercado.
Intellectuals of tanning, erudites of the supermarket.
Tienen todo, pero nada lo han pagado.
They have everything, but they have paid for nothing. Wow, pretty harsh. So he's basically saying like the North, I guess North America has its McDonald's, its rock and roll, its singers like Madonna, like maybe with her cone bras. So I guess it's a very strong criticism against the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they said bronceado, which that means a tan.
Yes, intelectuales del bronceado means like they were the one who created the
artificial tan. Yeah. Okay. All right, so let's see where else this song takes us.
Con 18 eres un niño para un trago en algún bar. Pero ya eres todo un hombre para la guerra y para matar. Viva Vietnam y que viva Forrest Gump. Viva Wall Street y que viva Donald Trump. Viva el 7-Eleven.
All right, we're back. So now, Jenny, why don't you read again for us?
Con 18 eres un niño para un trago en algún bar.
With 18, you are a child for a drink in some bar.
Pero ya eres todo un hombre para la guerra y para matar.
But you are already a man for war and to kill.
Viva Vietnam y que viva Forrest Gump.
Long live Vietnam and long live Forrest Gump.
Viva Wall Street y que viva Donald Trump.
All right, long live Wall Street and long live Donald Trump.
Viva el 7-Eleven.
Long live 7-Eleven. All right, so this viva is actually taking a part of the criticism here. Viva is the way that you say long live or prosperity too.
Yeah.
So viva Vietnam, long live Vietnam. Or viva Wall Street, long live Wall Street. Okay, so, but I actually I agree with this point when he says that with 18... What he means by the age of 18 or having 18 or being 18, you're just a kid in order to have a drink in some bar, right? Because the legal drinking age in most of the United States is 21.
Yes, 21.
But you are already a man ready to go to war and to kill. So that's a very interesting comparison, right?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty valid there. All right, let's keep going. What else do we have?
Volvean su nariz y usan jeringa en los bolsillos. Viajan con marihuana. Para entender la situación,
desde cuesta el planeta que lanza una invitación. Córtaselo a tu marido y ganarás reputación.
We're back. So now, again, let's keep reading this very interesting critical song.
Polvean su nariz y usan jeringa en los bolsillos.
They powder their nose and they use syringes in their pockets.
Viajan con marihuana para entender la situación.
They travel with marijuana to understand the situation.
De este juez del planeta que lanza una invitación.
From this judge of the planet that throws an invitation.
Córtaselo a tu marido y ganarás reputación.
Cut it off your husband and you'll gain reputation. You'll win reputation.
Córtaselo.
Córtaselo. Cut it off.
Pero que right. Se den cuenta de lo que es.
So obviously this phrase is making reference to Lorena Bobbitt, right? That cut off her husband's manhood and she gained reputation. And ironically enough, Lorena Bobbitt is from Ecuador. So so that we have a nice public figure there. But what do you think it means? They powder their nose and they use syringes in their pockets.
They are talking about drugs, I think.
Drugs, right?
He's talking about drugs.
Because then he goes on to, they travel with marijuana to understand the situation.
Yes, just the people who used to use drugs just to forget about the situation, about the hard life or something.
Okay. All right, so let's keep listening to the next part. All right, we're back, so let's go on.
Las barras y las estrellas se adueñan de mi bandera.
The stripes and the stars take possession of my flag.
Y nuestra libertad no es otra cosa que una ramera.
And our liberty is nothing else than a whore.
Y si la deuda externa nos robó la primavera.
And if our external debt robbed our spring.
Al diablo la geografía, se acabaron las fronteras.
The hell with geography, the borders... the hell with se acabaron las fronteras.
There are no more.
There are no more borders. Yeah. The hell with geography. There are no more borders. Okay, so this is interesting. Now he's making criticism to other countries' liberty by the fact that maybe the United States gets into it, right? And that's a very interesting and very strong word that he used for their our liberty, I guess, in Latin America. He called our liberty a whore, which is actually a word that we haven't really talked about before on Spanish Pod. So
ramera.
Ramera. But it's not really a bad word, right?
It is not.
Right? No. There are a couple of songs that even talk about this. This is a very, very beautiful song that maybe you guys can listen to by Manolo Galván, which is called Hijo de Ramera. Hijo de una Ramera.
Ramera is a normal word.
It's like a saying a prostitute, right?
Yeah.
But it's not really a bad word. But you wouldn't call it to somebody, right?
No, of course not.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next one.
Si el norte fuera el sur, serían los Sioux los marginados. Ser moreno y chaparrito sería el look más cotizado. Marco sería el Rambo mexicano y Cindy Crawford la Menchú de mis paisanos. Reagan sería Somoza, Fidel sería un atleta corriendo bolsas por Wall Street y el Che haría hamburguesas al estilo Double Meat. Los Yankees de mojados a Tijuana y las falsas de Miami a La Habana.
Si el norte fuera el sur.
If the north was south.
Serían los Sioux los marginados.
The Sioux would be the marginated ones.
Ser moreno y chaparrito sería el look más cotizado.
To be dark-skinned and short in height would be the look most sought after.
Marco sería el Rambo mexicano.
Marcos would be the Mexican Rambo.
Y Cindy Crawford, la Menchú de mis paisanos.
And Cindy Crawford, the Menchú of my countrymen.
Reagan sería Somoza.
Reagan would be Somoza.
Fidel sería un atleta corriendo bolsas por Wall Street.
Fidel would be an athlete, stockbroking through Wall Street.
Y el Che haría hamburguesas al estilo doble meat.
And the Che would make hamburgers at the double meat style. The Yankees, the wetbacks to Tijuana.
Y las balsas de Miami a La Habana.
And the balsas from Miami to the Havana.
Si el norte fuera el sur.
If the north would be the south. All right, so now we get a very strong comparison between both, right? So he's saying how it would be in style or in vogue to actually be dark-skinned and small in stature, like maybe a lot of Latin American people or in a lot of indigenous people, right?
Yeah.
And who's Marcos?
El Comandante Marcos.
Oh, Comandante Marcos. All right. So he would be the Rambo, the Mexican Rambo.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, we found a very very interesting comparison when he said, Cindy Crawford, the Menchu of my countrymen. Who is Menchu?
Menchu, Rigoberta Menchu, Premio Nobel de la Paz.
Right. She won a Nobel Peace Prize, right?
Sí, sí, para los, indígenas.
Mm-hmm. And then when he talks about Fidel Castro, obviously you saw the verb to run, corriendo, right? Or correr.
Yeah.
A stockbroker, we call a stockbroker corredor de bolsas, right?
Yeah.
So that's a stockbroker. That's why I said Fidel would be an athlete broken through the stock market.
Yes, but in Spanish we say corredor de bolsas. In this case, en gerundio. Okay. Corriendo bolsas.
And then we saw the Yankees, the wetbacks of to Tijuana. So mojados, I guess, is one of those ways that you would say this, right?
Immigrant.
Right, an immigrant.
From Tijuana, from Mexico.
And he closes off by saying the balsas would be going from Miami to the Havana, right?
Yeah, instead totally of, the opposite.
Totally the opposite, if the north was south. Interesting, why don't we continue? We have we have two more verses to go.
Seríamos igual, o tal vez un poco peor. Con las Malvinas por Groenlandia, y en Guatemala un Disneylandia. Y un Simón Bolívar rompiendo su secreto. Ahí les va el 187 fuera los Yankees por decreto.
All right, we're back. So what else does this song throw at us?
Sería igual o tal vez un poco peor.
We would be the same or maybe a bit worse.
Con las Malvinas por Groenlandia.
With the Falklands around Greenland.
Y en Guatemala, un Disneylandia.
And in Guatemala, a Disneyland.
Y un Simón Bolívar rompiendo su secreto.
And a Simón Bolívar breaking his secret.
Ahí les va el 187. Fuera los Yankees por decreto.
There you go. 187. Out the Yankees by decreet. So he says we might be the same or a little bit worse. I guess for him, it would be worse to have a Disneyland in Guatemala, right? His country where he's from. Or what about when he talks about Simón Bolívar breaking his secret?
I have no idea what.
Yeah, this is interesting because yeah. Simón Bolívar was the liberator of South America. He freed Ecuador and he went through Colombia, Venezuela, what was called before the Great Colombia. So I'm not really sure what secret he's talking about.
I don't know what is he talking about.
Maybe somebody of our listeners can give us a hint.
Yeah.
But what about when he says, there goes the 187, out the Yanks by decreet? I guess that's, again, I think maybe politics.
Yeah.
Now for the chorus again.
Misma porquería. Yo cantaría un rap y esta canción no existiría.
All right, we're back. So what does the chorus say?
Las barras y las estrellas se adueñan de mi bandera.
Okay, the stars and the stripes take possession of my flag.
Y nuestra libertad no es otra cosa que una ramera.
And our liberty is nothing else than a whore.
Y si la deuda externa nos robó la primavera.
And if the external debt stole our spring.
Al diablo la geografía, se acabaron las fronteras.
The hell with geography, the borders are gone. And then at the end he says,
si el norte fuera el sur, sería la misma porquería.
If the north was south, it would be the same crap, I guess. The same.
You cannot say that.
Yeah, it pretty much. I think it's porquería because it's crap, yeah. Right?
But we can say porquería in Spanish as it's normal.
Yeah, it's not really a bad word.
It is, no.
And I guess in English as well, crap is not really a bad word. But if you go a little bit further, you can make it a bad word. So if the north was south, it would be the same crap.
Yo cantaría un rap y esta canción no existiría.
I would sing a rap song and this song would not exist. All right, so a very interesting song. Now, I hope our listeners aren't really offended by the lyrics. Of course, they are a little bit strong, but when it comes to Latin American politics and people who are in pro of liberty and maybe have a little bit of a problem towards the United States, then I guess this type of thing comes up. Of course, these songs, I guess you can call them protest songs, right?
This is very typical from Ricardo Arjona.
Yes.
This is his style.
He talks about politics. He talks about religion as well. He attacks openly not only like a country like the U.S., but also the church, the establishment of the church.
Yes.
In a song when he says God is an adjective, not a verb. Dios es sustantivo, no un verbo.
Jesús es verbo, no sustantivo.
Jesús es verbo, no sustantivo. Jesus is a verb, not a noun.
Mm-hmm.
So different songs like this.
Yes. Also romantics.
Also
he has
romantics.
A very beautiful romantic song,
yes,
too.
Yes.
We have learned already in another podcast, I think.
I think we did do a Ricardo Arjona song already.
But not this kind of lyrics.
But in the end, a lot of people appreciate his work because he does have some valid points at times, but sometimes it can be a little bit strong, right, as we saw. But in the end, you see that the song closed off by saying, you know, it's not really, there's no real solution to this, or I'm not saying that if the north was south, it would be better. He's just saying it would all be the same, right?
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see this. But what do you think about the song? Do you like it?
I like it, but it's not the kind of song I prefer to listen to.
Why?
I don't
know. Too much
I,
politics.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. So that's the point. I prefer romantic style and some of, but not this one is, for me, is too strong.
It's like too strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very interesting. We are very curious to get your feedback and your remarks on this song. So let us know. Come to our website, SpanishPod.com, and we hope to see your comments there. I think this song has a lot of potential for you to write your comments, maybe your disagreement or agreements with some of his points. So we hope to see you there, and we'll see you guys next time.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.